Phase 2. Here we go.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
Welcome back, guys. I think I was on a 1 month hiatus from doing a podcast episode. Thanks for staying in there. It is, we are coming back here to the table for another episode of Rad Dad to Dad Bod. And there's been a lot of activity the last few weeks, a lot of things going in my head, the way I'm thinking, the way I'm living my life. I gotta tell you, I don't think it's the correct way. And if you're guessing, you're doing 75 hard, right? No, that's the reality. If you guys have been following, is I finished phase one at the end of May, and I've basically been just living my life. Drinking, eating, having a good time, you know, doing parties. You know, they finally opened up, they finally opened up everything here. Bars are open here in Canada, in Ontario. And yeah, it's a lot of fun, having a lot of fun, but it comes at a cost. So let's start with the basics. First, phase two, Andy Fusillo says that this is the hardest phase to do because you have to take at least a 30-day break from phase one. It's going to be close to a 3-month break for me. You got May, June, July, August, so pretty much 3 months. In the 3 months time since I've taken off, I know for a fact that this is going to be very, very hard for me. In fact, I already have some experience this morning because essentially I have attempted to start phase two today. I haven't failed yet, but it is an attempt. There's just a few events happening that worries my ability, that concerns me with my ability to not eat food that is not on the diet and also to have alcoholic beverages because I've basically been living like my old life, which is really, really sucks. It's almost embarrassing that, in my opinion, that, you know, I went all the way down from 240 pounds January 1st to end of May around 210 pounds, being very fit, very agile. I felt like I could do anything. I was exercising a lot, eating really well, super happy. People were saying I look good. Everything was great. At this point, after 3 months, I realized that there are some things that work for me and some things that do not work for me. And I've totally ballooned up to around 225 pounds again. In fact, right after camping yesterday, I stepped on the scale. Any kind of camping, cottaging is very, very tough. If you're able to do 75 hard and go through a whole camping weekend, good for you. It is near impossible to not have alcohol when you're outside with your friends, to have chips, to have all this food. But let's start with what doesn't work for me. So I already told you guys, I'm up roughly around 225, and yesterday when I stepped on the scale, was 230 pounds. So that means in 3 months, I've gained basically almost all of 20 pounds back. I'm still down about 10 pounds, but I look very much like a dad bod again, which is very, very embarrassing. At the end of the day, this podcast is a case study for you guys. It's a case study for myself, and I hope that you can use some of the things I've thought about, talked about, experienced, so you avoid these mistakes, or you decide, yes, that's exactly what I want in my life. I want to be a more functioning, happier, way better looking person, essentially, right? And that's what I was. I'll talk about all these things that I experienced in the 3 months since gaining a lot of this weight back, since, you know, not following a diet at all, since just working out sporadically. But yeah, okay, so I ballooned up to 230 pounds. I would say roughly, if I stepped on the scale this morning, you know, it's always a little exaggerated, but probably around 225. So I'm up about 15 pounds since the best shape I've been in years, in 3 months, which is really fast. It really just reminds everyone how fast you can really lose it if you don't continue it. So that part sucks, but here's where I stand. So in the time that I was taking off and I was not exercising, what I learned, and I had these suspicions, but of course now you really document them a lot, that you really think about them, is that I essentially cannot have one of something. And therefore, the question is, should I just avoid that thing? Or should I just kind of have some, I need some kind of system. So I'll tell you what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is alcohol and stuff like chips or junk food. So whenever I have a beer, I'm almost never going to have just one beer. I'm going to have three or four. I often have four. Four seems to be like the common number. I'll drink like four, and then I'll get a buzz on, having a good time. And then around four, I'll normally stop. And I'm like, all right, I don't want to drink that much more. Like, I'm already feeling good. Like, but that's like 1,000 calories. Empty calories. You do that 3 days a week, you gain a pound at the bare minimum, right? Plus you get the gut and all that stuff that goes with it. Same thing with chips. When I was on 75 hard for the first time, 75 days, there were some chips in the house. I never had a chip. I dreamt about having chips, sort of. But, you know, I love chips. I love All Dressed. I love Doritos. Man, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Who doesn't like chips? If you don't like chips, good for you. I mean, whatever, right? We all have something that, you know, that makes us want to eat that kind of junk food or treat food. And yours can be chips or chocolate or whatever it is. Candy, who knows, right? Sweet tooth, whatever it is. But I cannot have one chip. I cannot reach into a bowl of chips or in a bag of chips and just have one or a handful and be like, that's great. It tastes good. That's exactly what I wanted. I will literally eat the whole bag of chips. I gotta tell you guys that probably I've eaten like at least, I'd say at least 10 to 15 bags of chips since the 3 months. And who knows if I eaten like 20. To be honest, who even counts chips? Like the whole bag of chips. Look, it's absolutely disgusting. Some of you guys may have this problem too. I mean, really, that's why when you do something like 75 hard, or when you go on, you know, you become abstinent, you don't drink alcohol, you gain all these incredible benefits because you literally are not drinking at all, as opposed to drinking and then drinking an excessive amount, an unnecessary amount. Sure, it's fun, but you're putting on a ton of calories. You're not going to look as good. Your stomach's going to come out. Your skin's not going to be as healthy. There's a lot of things that are going to go wrong in terms of you trying to achieve the best self you can be. The other thing that I also noticed that I was really, really happy about when I was doing 75 hard is that there were sometimes events where you had to meet people and you're just like, man, I can't drink, so whatever, you know, I'll hang out with you guys. And being just a fun person without alcohol is actually totally, is doable. It's actually, I found that after like 3 or 4 weeks of not drinking, I was actually very, very, I was generally an entertaining person without having to have a single drink, a happy, engaging person without having to have a drink. So it's definitely possible. But what I also found is that when the party's over or when the friends are gone and it's like 8, 9 p.m., you know, we have kids, so that's as late as we'll stay up till with people. Unless it's like a wedding or something. But if I need to do my second workout, I am 110% ready to go because I haven't had anything to drink, I haven't had anything to snack on, I'm eating healthy food the whole day. And that's what I was doing a lot of times. You guys go back to my previous episodes, like family would come over, we'd have dinner, there'd be cake, whatever. And I would just not eat any of that crap food. Sometimes I made my own food, even though there was like fresh pizza or like this or that. And yeah, you know, there's a little bit of awkwardness with the family, but they get it. You know, they see the results, they're like, good for you. I wish I had that kind of willpower to say no. And then they'd leave, I'd clean up, put the kids to sleep, and then I'd go run like 9 or 10 kilometers and just do my second workout. And I'd feel like unfriggin' unbelievably amazing. Like, absolutely, I was running, and I was like, man, I didn't eat any of that crap. and I had the energy. I wasn't slouching. I wasn't complaining about life. And that's really, I think, the best version of myself. That's really where I want to be. I want to be, you know, obviously I need to complete phase two, which is 30 days of working out. Exactly the same rules as 75 hard. I don't think you need to do cold showers or anything, but it's just basically 30 days. But it's going to be hard because I basically have totally become out of shape again. I can run, you know, I would run like 1.5 times a week on average still. So last week, Monday, I went for like a 7-8K run. I ran when I was at the cottage 2 weeks ago, a couple times. I did like a 20K bike ride with my 4-year-old. He wasn't able to do it on his own bike, but you know, we rode a tandem. I just attached it to my bike and we did 11 kilometers on the hills towards town, played, you know, at the local park and went to the library, got some ice cream and then rode the 11 kilometers back. It was really, really difficult, but it was a lot of fun. And what I find is that because I'm an average adult with kids and a family and a job, and really the best parts of my day are really hanging out with my children, that the thing I'm missing sometimes is a sense of adventure and a sense of excitement. But what I found before is that when I was doing these challenging, like I was doing the David Goggins 4x48 race on that weekend, or I was like just running faster, I was beating personal records, I was able to do longer bike rides, I was actually challenging myself to do harder and more adventurous exercises. I would say generally in a safe way, right? So nothing crazy, like I wasn't doing parkour, jumping off buildings. I was just doing fun, basic exercises. And then I started to imagine myself doing like a real contest. Maybe I should start training for a marathon. You know, just taking it a step further in a very acceptable way. And that was a great way to keep my head entertained and to continue to work out and be like, wow, okay, I did this David Goggins race, which was crazy. You know, I posted social media, a lot of friends and family cheering me on. It's a lot of fun. And that is a very good way of adding an element to your life. As someone that just has a very basic, some people would say boring kind of life, right? The other thing is that you have to spend so much time with your children. You know, we've been going through the pandemic and stuff, is that when I was on these programs, I was almost always happy. I remember during the 75 hard phase, for the first 75 days, I only had one day where like I was generally just really pissed off with my kids. Like they just did something and I was really down on myself. And I think I went and like ordered some food. The food was all like, it was good food. It was just breakfast food, like steak and eggs kind of thing. Like I ordered like one of the more expensive ones because I can't have like a crappy meal, so I'd fail. So sure, it led to me ordering food, but it didn't lead to me drinking. It didn't lead to me, you know, eating a bag of chips or whatever. It didn't lead to me making bad decisions. But the point I'm trying to make here is that I generally am an extremely happy person when I'm working out, and it rubs off on my children. They can see that I want to do dance parties with them. I got high energy. You guys want to go to the park? Let's go to the park. Let's take the bike. Let's go further. Let's play basketball. You know, I just, you know, I had energy all day long. Yeah, sometimes I was tired. But I had enough energy, I had accrued enough energy to do a lot of things and keep a happy attitude all day long. The last 3 months, I've had a lot more than one day where I felt like I was not happy. You know, kids did something and I was down on myself, lasted a full day. And you know what happens when you have no control? Maybe you will start grabbing those drinks. Maybe you will start eating the bad food. Maybe you'll order like a pizza or something. Oh yeah. I mean, that's how I got fat in the first place, is I used to just, whenever things didn't go well, all right, whatever. Like, let's forget about it. Let's have like 3 or 4 drinks. Let's smoke some pot. Let's eat some pizza. And you're easily going to be like 30 pounds overweight very quickly having that kind of escape, as opposed to, you know, generally you're always happy. So you're not going to run into as many issues. You're going to handle things better. And then you're not going to pig out and eat because you're like, I can't. I want to fail this program. Or, you know, my willpower is so high right now that I can conquer this issue without having to jeopardize my own health. So I really want to get back to phase 2. It's going to be a bit of a struggle at first because I'm definitely out of shape again. Guys, don't do what I just did. Summer is a lot of fun. It's so hard not to drink, and you see your friends more often. But I think, and I even thought about like, okay, wait till summer's over, you know, September, October to do phase 2. But I just think that I just need to stop what I'm doing. Like, I don't need to drink. As soon as I go through to the drinking, I'll be fine. I won't need to have a drink anymore. I'll have fun. However, I'm not necessarily doing 75 hard. So all I'm really doing is 30 days of hard exercise, focusing, staying on a diet. I should probably lose 10 pounds at least in this 30 days. You know, I should probably get down to like 215 probably at the end. There are a few events that are happening that will be a bit tricky for phase 2. However, I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty simple after this week. So essentially, I did wake up today at about 5:30 in the morning, and I worked out in my basement. I lifted weights. I didn't lift weights for 3 weeks, so it was hard. I wasn't nearly as fast or agile, and I was a fair bit of sweating. It was also a little bit more challenging because my 4-year-old woke up at like literally the moment I was about to leave my master bedroom door. He like just got out and he was like, "Hey, Dad." I was like, "Bro, it's like you normally sleep for like another hour and a half at least, but okay, just come downstairs with me." And he did, and I gave him some Legos, and he did that while I was working out. He did ask me every 3 minutes to help him with the Legos, but I was like, "Okay, man, we're gonna hang out a fair bit today. You're not even at school yet, so this is my time, okay?" Whatever, you guys get it, right? So the first event is this Saturday is a birthday party for my children. I question whether I'll have the willpower to say no to any alcohol or any cake if, let's say, I started phase 1 today on Monday, August the 16th, and that's only like 6 days away. Like a birthday party where we'll have like a bunch of friends over, a bunch of kids, like I'll be cooking, I'll be barbecuing for guests, and like it'll be a big event, probably like 40 people with, you know, 10-15 kids, and both the kids are celebrating a birthday because they're only 6 days apart. I wonder what if they'll like it later on in life. But regardless, so I could fail on Saturday and then I'll just restart on Monday. Now, restarting is not really a big deal per se, but I am invited to a wedding on September 25th. So the point is that if I fail and I have to restart in like the 21st or something like that, or the 23rd, it will actually give me enough time to complete the 30 days of phase 2, assuming I don't fail again. And then Saturday, September 25th, I'll be able to go to the wedding. And maybe that'll be my first drink since then, and have a good time with all our friends and my friends who are getting married. And then after that, I'm hoping that I can continue to work out like on 75 hard for the rest of the year, really try to get in good shape. And then phase 3 would start January 1st. And from January, I'm thinking about signing up for my first marathon here in Mississauga, Ontario. So that's like the first weekend of May, or the last weekend of April, basically. So that basically when phase 3 would start, I would start training for a marathon. So I'd be running like 5 days a week, basically, as opposed to like mixing it all up and biking a little here, running a little here, lifting some weights here. Although I will have to work out twice a day, it just will be more focused on running distance as opposed to just running for 45 minutes and then stopping, which has been okay. It's a good enough run, but that's where we stand. So let's hope for the best, guys. I think being the person that is in shape, is always happy, looks better, is constantly looking for physical challenges as a way to add some spice to his life is the correct version of myself. So I want to get back to there. I want to lose this 15 pounds that I gained. And my goal was still to get down to 200. I feel like that seems a little difficult considering I worked out for like 4 months straight and only got to 210. But I don't think that's the right attitude to have. So guys, thanks for following. I'll give you an update next week how my workout's going. I did already tweak my back a little bit today, just picking up my 20-pound daughter when she woke up. You know, I'm just so like stiff and I'm just not so agile anymore. And it's a mess, guys. Stay in shape, okay? See ya.